What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. I consider myself a nice guy, but those around me consider me to be a little bit meaner. Those who have known me over the years have considered me to be a little bit meaner, and I own it. I'm a tough love person. I'm not the soft. I'm not the bubbly. I'm not the most considerate and all this other type of stuff. Like I gotta be honest, and I don't say that in a mean way. It's not to say that I'm not considerate, that I'm not caring, that I'm not loving, that I'm not. I am all of that, but not to everybody and not all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am more of a straight shooter. I am more of a honesty is the key. I am more of a, okay, I'm going to give it to you like this, whether you want it or not. Now, I don't always offer my advice, but I'm always pretty much willing to give my advice. Unless I've kind of hit a wall and I've learned my lesson and, you know, you are a person who don't really take advice. You know what I mean? And it gets to a certain point to where I gotta give up and give that person up to God, because that I can no longer do anything for that particular person. Not to say I may not do things here and there, but in my mind, I'm not going to put any more energy into that relationship or trying to be that kind of, whisperer to you about certain things and how you should carry yourself and how you should live. So I know I had it tough. I know I had it rough. I had it rough. And my mother was loving up until I was probably like 6 or 7. And you know, once I kind of gained certain knowledge, probably 5 or 6. Excuse me. And then I feel like she wasn't as like she loved me, but she showed me love in a different way. She didn't show me love by saying she loved me or giving me kisses or giving me hugs. Like, she showed me love by going to work, taking care of me, being there for me and supporting me. My father was the one who was really like the more touchy-feely. And he ain't necessarily like the most touchy-feely person, but I'm like, he was a man, like what you would consider like an adult man to be for his children. You know what I mean? Where you hug your kids, you give them a kiss, you encourage them. You know, you do all of that type of stuff. And I know y'all assume that for the women too, but my mother was, for the most part, a single woman. She had various relationships. She was married once, but for the most part, she was a single parent. Even when she was in relationships or married, she was more or less a single parent, unfortunately. And so I learned a lot of things from seeing her. I learned a lot of things from seeing my dad and seeing other men around. And so I always was like not the most apologetic person, unless I really knew that I was in the wrong. You know what I mean? And again, y'all have heard me say, I'm not really in the business of doing people wrong or screwing people over or a heartbreaker. I've broken some hearts. I've done some people wrong. But that's not my business. Like, I'm not in the business of that, where I see fruit from that type of stuff or I enjoy it or anything. It does happen. Like, I'm human. It happens. I've made mistakes. There are certain things I've apologized to myself for, because I had to forgive myself, you know what I mean, for some of the things that I did, especially when I was younger. And, you know, even throughout my life up until this point, sometimes you got to forgive yourself. Sometimes you got to apologize to yourself for your behavior and just things that you do or whatever. So I'm one of those type of people. Like, I've always had a heart for girls. I've always had a heart for girls. Anytime I saw a girl sitting by herself, and I think I've said this a few times before, like, I was, you know, being in the cafeteria, typically it was a school environment. Like, I was always like concerned. I think I wrote an episode, Chivalry is Dead, but it's like, I consider myself a chivalrous person, but it's like a 21st century chivalrous person, not necessarily like the old days where if you saw a puddle of water, you'll lay your jacket down on a puddle. I'm not laying my jacket down on shit. I'm sorry. you should have brought your umbrella. Like, I'm going to tell you to bring your umbrella. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to tell you, you should have brought your umbrella. I told you to bring your umbrella. You should have wore a coat. Now I got to be cold. Like, I'm going to give you my coat, but I'm going to be, now I got to, we both got to be, like, I got to be cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, and I know it sounds bad, but I feel like, hey, man, we got enough sense to know better and to do better. And it's like, I know women, y'all like to be cute, but I always say you cannot be cute and cold. You got to make a decision or whatever. And you can't sit here and expect your man who's sitting here telling you and just trying to tell you to do the right things. And then you like expect him to cover for you. And you look at that as being a man. You know what I mean? I expect you to give up your coat, even though I didn't bring mine. To me, that is manipulative. It's selfish. It is like that. That ain't, what is that saying? That as much as a woman thinks that's saying a lot about a man who do that, to me, that's just immaturity. You know, to me, like, you finna make me seem like a bad person if I don't give you my shit. But when are women the bad people? This ain't about women. I ain't finna do that. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So I've always had a heart for women, but I'm not a sucker for women. I'm not this soft-hearted. I'm not this heartthrob. Like, I'm not, I've never been that, man. But it's like, man, I always wanted women to just respect themselves and to smile, and not smile like, oh, you need to smile more. Like, it's been more so, man, are you okay, like, type of thing. Like, and what can I do? You know what I mean? Now, I'm not going to do that all the time, but it's like, I typically lean more towards that than I do for guys. Like, guys, it's tough. Like, it's as bad as women think they get it, our guys get it even tougher. They get the real tough. Women, some of y'all I've talked to on social media and behind the scenes and DMs or messages or on the phone or on the episode, whatever the case may be, y'all get it too. But it's more of a respect thing. Like, I'm going to treat you like a woman. So with me treating a woman like a woman, I expect you to understand certain concepts of being an adult. It doesn't have anything to do with you being male or female. It's just you being an adult. So there's a certain expectation of being an adult, pulling your panties up, putting your big girl panties on, all that type of stuff, and just understanding what I'm saying, whether it's about men, whether it's about other women, whether it's about business. The same keys and gems that I would give to a man, I'm going to give to a woman based on what their, you know, different experiences. So that's always been my heart. Not necessarily had that same heart for guys, unless, like, you my family, you my brothers, and, like, I grew up with you. And when I say brothers, I'm talking about my brothers in the street, not my brothers by blood. And so that's always been the case. You know, people have known me to be a harder person, not a softer person. Yes, the hardest people saw me as, like, soft. They saw me as, like, oh, man, he this soft little. But again, I talked about it on another episode that I kind of kept things compartmentalized as far as, like, what people saw me as and what I really was. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't say I was an animal, but I'm like, I could be. You know what I mean? So it's like, if I wasn't gangster enough, if I wasn't bitch this and selling drugs and trying to do missions, them type of people saw me as soft. And I talked about that on an episode or two episodes with Sayre, just talk about what makes him, I think it was what makes a man and something like that. But just like the definitions of what makes a man and when a man is considered weak versus when he's considered strong, or when a boy is considered weak versus when he's considered strong, and how all of that shit is backwards. You know what I mean? To go and beat a nigga up is strong, and to not fight is weak. But I feel like it takes more energy to not engage and not fight a motherfucker, and that's stronger than actually going out and fighting a person and beating somebody ass. You know what I mean? That might make you tough, but I don't think that means you're strong. It to me is like, you're probably a little bit weaker, like mentally, like you probably got some insecurities about yourself as a man to where you feel like you got to compensate through doing like some aggressive shit or some tough shit, or you got to make up for your environment. Either people, you know, like the environment that you're around, you got to be one of them or whatever. You know what I mean? I always say, like, I had to be tough to make it through tough shit. And yes, that made me more cold, you know what I mean? But I was not a bully. I was not, there's a line, you know what I mean? So I tend to not cross that line of coming off as some type of bully. Because I ain't like bullies. You know, I had my own bullies. I ain't like that shit. I ain't play that shit either. You know what I mean? I dealt with my bullies. Lord, I apologize for all this yawning. I don't know what's going on. Jeez, yeah, I might have to release this one early so y'all will be awake, you know what I'm saying? But so yeah, that was my thing, and you know how different things were regarded. So getting back to the main thing of this whole notion of what type of person you are, what you're showing, who you should be. Like I say, I'm a person who could blend in both worlds, and I done lost my damn train of thought. So now I gotta go and look at my notes so I know exactly which one I am going over for y'all today. And I'm just gonna kind of talk through it a little bit until I find it. Nice, man. God damn it. Let me get back on point. Y'all know that I do this all the time where I can just kind of get off a point and I can stray or whatever. But nice, mean guy. So y'all have heard me kind of give these different explanations about how different people perceive me, how I perceive myself, how I carry myself, the heart I have for women. And I do have a genuine heart for people in general. So I'm setting that stage that, man, like donating to people, like giving money to people. Now, I don't do it all the time. If you're a woman and you got kids, I might give you some money. If you're a man, I probably won't. You know, I may not help you out. Like, I do pick and choose. I'm not the biggest tipper. I tip where I feel like people deserve it. And I feel like, hey, if you got a problem with that, you need to get in a different industry. I wasn't a person who sat here and I worked at Best Buy and I felt like, damn, man, y'all should tip me. Like, hey, I took the job at Best Buy. I know what my salary is. Oh, bro, these people know they're thinking, well, if you look, you know what it is, whatever. And that's what I mean by nice man guy. Like, I'm nice. And I've tipped people at Sonic. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I just tip people just for anything. It could be the fucking ice cream man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but I'm not finna tip everybody. I'm not one of them people, man. Like, push over and yet, like, oh man, them people get on my fucking nerves. You know what I mean? They do good. Some people just fake goody two shoes, man. I just be wanting people to be real, but that's a separate thing. And that's what I mean. Y'all hear the mean side of me. Y'all hear the nice side of me. So I got a heart for people. I've donated to different organizations, you know what I mean? Different nonprofit organizations. I've donated locally. I've donated to campaigns. I've done these different things that, and again, y'all may not look at these things as being nice or anything like that, but I don't necessarily move how everybody moves. Like, I do what I want to do when I want to do it, and I don't do what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it. Like, you're not gonna coerce me. If I don't feel right, if it's not on my spirit, I'm not gonna do it. But if it's on your spirit, do it. Don't put that on me, cause I don't feel like that, but you do. Go and put that on your spirit. Let us simmer and do all that stuff. So that's and that goes for family. That goes for friends. Like I've told my friends, hey, don't get me involved in no shit, man, that you can avoid. We get to a certain age, everybody got kids. Like don't get me involved in no shit that you can avoid. Like I'm gonna give my homies real talk, and people might consider that mean when they like people will they know that I'm gonna give them the real man. I'm not gonna sugarcoat shit, and that's where it come off as mean. Cause people want to hear what they want to hear. Everybody like their comfort stuff, and that I've talked about getting comfort zones being crippling and all of that. But like all of the stuff that most people would consider nice, like. And it ain't like a please and thank you and a yes ma'am, no ma'am type of stuff and all that type of stuff. Like that's more gentleman. Like that don't necessarily define nice. It can be people that's gentlemen, that are dogs, that are trying to work women and do all kind of bad shit. And there can be women that are ladies who are freaks. You know what I'm saying? So there are lines. And I blur that line and I'm perfectly fine with blurring that line because I feel like it's more real. You gonna get the mean side of AJ where he gonna tell you what you don't want to hear when you need to hear it, regardless if you want to hear it. And you gonna get the nice side of AJ to where I'm gonna celebrate you, I'm gonna congratulate you, I'm gonna encourage you, I'm gonna show you love, I'm gonna big you up, I'm gonna be there for you to an extent, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna keep it real with you, and I'm gonna hold you accountable, and I expect you to hold me accountable. And it's like a lot of people they only want one thing or the other. They either want you to be nice or they want you to be mean. Like they don't understand the balance. They don't get how you can be a Christian, but you can be a serious Christian. Like people don't get the duality of life in general that you can be multiple things at the same time. And it's not about compartmentalizing. It's also not about minimizing. It's not about code switching or anything like that. I think that we are multifaceted people. humans. We are unique and divinely made. And so we have these different things in us. Not all of them come out at the same time, but I'm a person who does very well in switching. Like, I can sit here and I can commend you for one thing, and then I can get on your ass for something else. It just depends on what that situation warrants. And so, yes, AJ is a nice mean guy. You know, women may think, oh, he's this and he's that. Men may think, oh, he's this and he's that. But I can tell you that there's more to me than meets the eye. And it's always interesting just finding out, like, why people are the way they are. Why do people like them? Like, why do people, how, like, what is it that makes you feel a certain way that this person is nice or this person is mean or that this person is this? How are you receiving that? And I try to give that to other people to where I don't look at them as one type of thing unless they really do a lot of like sucker shit. Then I look at them as one way. But in general, I try to give people like that space to be a fully formed human, and that I'm not going to agree with everything that you do. I may agree with some things. I may, like, it's never going to be 100% agreement. There are going to be things and times that I don't agree, and there are going to be things that I do agree with. And I'm going to be there for both sides of it. You know what I mean? If you allow me to be, if you want me to be in that space for you. If you don't, that too is also fine. You know what I'm saying? But I'm okay with being like the mean guy. You know what I mean? But I'm not mean. Like, I don't want to be I'm okay with being a mean guy, but I don't want that to be defined as my character. I really don't like my character being defined as any one thing. Like, I would rather you get to know me and then you come up with a definition of AJ than for you to not know me and you to make up your own definition. Like, you can do that, but don't bring it to me. Don't let it come to me that, oh, he's this monster. Or, oh, he's so nice. Or, oh, he's so loving. He's so giving. He's a great dad. Oh, he's a mean dad. He does this with his daughter. He tell her to get up and dust herself off. And he don't pick her up. And he don't give her all these kisses. And, oh, but he tucks her in. And he's there for her in all of her games. And there's nuance. And I think there's nuance in all of us, even for those of you who don't show it. I'm not, my daughter ain't got me wrapped around my finger. My son ain't got me wrapped around her finger. My wife ain't got me wrapped around her finger. Ain't nobody, even God ain't got me wrapped around his finger. I'm still learning who I am, and I'm still growing as a man. And I am different things at different times when I feel like I need to be. And there's some flexibility in being, you know, some things at other times, but there's no flexibility in me when we talk about morals and being honest. You know what I mean? I'm either in or I'm out. And you can't expect me one way and you not give me room for another way. You know what I mean? Either take me as I am or leave me where I am. And that's just it. So for those of you who feel like, hey, man, he the coolest. That's how I look at myself. I feel like I'm the coolest guy in the world if you get to know me. If you don't get to know me, just leave me alone. You ain't got to say nothing about me. You ain't got to talk down on me. I ain't going to talk down on you. I just ain't going to fuck with you. And if you don't know why I quit fucking with you, all you got to do is hit me up. You know what I mean? And if I don't know why you quit fucking with me, I'll hit you up. But if I don't care, I'll just keep it moving. Shit comes and goes. If you look at me as a mean guy, I am mean. If you look at me as a nice guy, I am nice. If you look at me as a cool person, I am cool. If you look at me as a father, I am a father. If you look at me as a husband, I am a husband. If you look at me as a brother, I am a brother. If you look at me as a nephew, I am a nephew. If you look at me as a businessman, I am a businessman. If you look at me as a techie, I'm a techie. If you look at me as a motherfucking gangster, I am a gangster. If you look at me as a thug, I am a thug. If you look at me as whatever it is, I'm probably that, but I am not just that. I am more, and I think a lot of us are more. We just don't show it. That was this one. Another one in the books. I'll catch up with y'all next time. Peace.